Welcome to Commercial Real Estate Investing. I'm Tim Diesel. Today, we're going to discuss a question that came in. Should I reposition every property? And as always, you guys can check us out online, www.dieselcommercial.com. If you have questions about your property or need commercial real estate advice, reach out to us. We'll be glad to help you. So the quick answer to this question is absolutely not. You should not try to reposition every property. Some properties don't need to be repositioned and they can't. But I'll try my best to break things down for you a little bit, as always. First, it's important to note that everyone has a different situation. And there is no one-size-fits-all here. This is not just financial. This could be emotional. Years ago, I remember going through a bad partnership dispute, and I was looking to do more business, but it wasn't financial. I needed the right partners, so I was a little hesitant. Other people, it could be distance, properties too far away, some sort of logistical issue. I think the idea of turning property around came from the single-family home flippers, which doesn't always apply in commercial real estate, though. It's a little bit different. So first, to answer this question thoroughly, you really need to examine your entire situation. If you need help evaluating your entire situation, download the commercial blueprint I created for you on my website, timdiesel.com. And really spend some time mapping out what you want to do. When we're taking on a buyer as a client, the goal is to drill down real deep on that first interview to gather as much information as possible to figure out and assess what the needs are. If you ever found yourself, let's say you're looking for apartments and you're looking for apartments for 20, 30 minutes, and you don't find any apartments that you like, all of a sudden you start saying, okay, I'm gonna start looking for retail or office space or something. And you just start mixing it up a little bit. Something, because you can't find any apartments, or the ones you find might have, I don't know, too much maintenance, or they might be too good and you can't turn them around. Well, that's just an example of you don't have a strategy in place. You haven't created a plan and you're just kind of wandering. You don't want to do that. So when somebody asks me, should they try to reposition something? That's because they probably don't know exactly what they want to do with that particular property or their goal. It could be their first one. So with all that said, when repositioning an asset, it depends on what it is. Office and warehouse are different animals, so let's not focus on those right now. Let's talk about multifamily and retail for a minute here, just to kind of give us a baseline of what we're working with. Apartments depends on your experience level, liquidity, and your end goal. So three things. Experience. What have you done before? Will this be something you can do on your own, or do you need help? Liquidity. Same thing. Do you need help, or do you have cash? Can you support a negative cash flow as this project is being put together? And finally, your goal, what is it? Are you planning on keeping the property long-term, cash out refi, selling it? The bottom line is the answer cannot be, I'm not sure. We don't get into deals unless we know what we're gonna do with them. And that's period, that's just the way it is. Now, retail is a little different approach, but only in size. I don't want you to think the process is different. Refacing a strip center or an anchor location might be more of an undertaking. But really, if you think about it, the process is the same. You're making it nicer, more attractive, and you're getting new tenants. So let's not lose too much. But if the space is vacant and it's retail, you probably want to call some businesses and start to gauge what kind of interest level is in that to try to attract those people, or to see if you can even turn this thing around. You might not be able to. You might have to work out the leases that are already there and maybe negotiate better leases. So, but the same three things here. experience, liquidity, and goal. Just ask yourself, do I have the experience and the cash to get to my goal? Doesn't mean you personally need to have them, but can you get them? The truth is, some property should not be repositioned. Even if it's a C property, if it's in decent condition, maybe the previous owner was taking great care of it, and the tenants are there for years and years and years. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Don't go in there thinking you can turn everything around. Sometimes you don't need to. Lately, buyers are looking at this Class C and let's turn them all to Class B assets. For some reason, that's become a big thing. I lose a lot of buyers when I break the news and I let them know, hey, listen, you still have Class C tenants. And you know, it's unfortunate. Some tell me I don't have a vision and they're going to deal with other brokers, which is fine. I decided long ago, I'm going to tell you what you need to know, not what you want to know. So you're going to hear how it is. And unfortunately, that's the case. So whenever you look at something, don't look at, hey, what can I turn the rents to 5, 6, 7 years from now? Look at it at what it is. If it's a good quality asset today, it's going to be a good quality asset tomorrow if you take care of it. Unless your strategy is to turn things around, that's something totally different. I'm at Tim J. Diesel on all the platforms. If you have any questions, check out my YouTube channel. It's new because I cover different topics. I hope this was helpful. And thank you guys for listening and take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.